everyone. Welcome to today's episode where we have a hometown hero with us today. Not how she would describe herself, but incomparable, Nikki Barnes-Scott. Nikki, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we're so excited. You and I go way back.
We do.
You were a baby when I met you.
Yes, and Edna sold my house during the recession.
Oh, yeah.
Within 2 weeks?
Well, that's been about 20 plus years, so I don't
remember. It has been a minute ago, but yeah, it was something. Yeah.
Yeah,
we didn't expect to.
Quite a ways back.
Didn't expect it to sell so quickly in the poor market during the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
it was a good experience, and I got to know you and your beautiful family. So, Nikki, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from Tahlequah?
I am. I grew up in Moody on the Barnes Ranch.
I did not know that. Yeah,
in Moody, Oklahoma. It's about 15 miles north of Tahlequah. And my family has a cattle ranch and up until recently had a rodeo company. So we traveled every weekend to rodeos.
How did I not know that? That's so funny. So were you a Lowry girl then?
I was.
Oh, you
I
went to school Lowry. At Lowry. How many were in your class?
15.
So she's from the big city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you came, I was going to say you came down, but yeah, that's coming down to Tahlequah, right?
Yeah,
and so did you do high school in Tahlequah?
Yep.
Okay. And what did that look like? You were in the marching band or you were debate team?
No, I was in the theater tech program.
Okay.
That was what I really enjoyed. And so it, I kind of ran with a different crowd, but I was elected class president.
That does not surprise me.
My senior year.
You're very organized.
Well, I don't know if I'm terribly organized, but I had friends in every circle. And a friend of mine actually put my name in the hat and forged a signature so I would be on the...
To sign you up. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
hilarious. Yeah. Well, okay,
wild.
Don't try that come November, but
Right.
That does count, obviously.
Right.
We'll just vote you in as president. That might
be. Oh, my
word.
But, like,
you might get a few votes.
My husband, knowing that every club I joined in college, I ended up the president of the club, he is like, maybe don't go to PTO. Let's just send them money. to PTO, or let's just, I don't know. So
which
I try to do quietly.
One
things.
Of the reasons we've got you here today is because you are so involved in the community. But you mentioned husband, and there's a family. Tell us about the family.
Yes. So I've been married to Justin Scott, who's the master jeweler at Meg's Jewelry, for, it'll be 22 years next week.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know. So, and we have two children. So we have an 18-year-old boy named London, and we have a 13-year-old girl named Pepper.
See, this is where I struggle, because when I meet young families, in my brain, the children never grow. And I'm like, London is 18?
Yeah.
How do they age, but you and I don't? That just...
Well, we just don't.
That's it. It's a miracle.
It's a fact. We don't have to.
I can't believe they're that old. That's amazing.
It's pretty wild. Yeah.
So you and I obviously don't get to see each other every day, but when I do see you, it's always at some community event.
Right.
Everything from Tahlequah Leadership, which I'm a huge, huge fan of, and I know, are you the president of?
I'm the chairman,
Surprise,
just recently,
surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Leadership Tahlequah.
Okay, Leadership Tahlequah is one of my favorite things. I was in class 22, and our project was the Sweetwater Foundation. At that time, there were several children in Tahlequah that had cancer.
Yeah.
And so we raised money to establish sort of like a, not a scholarship, but like a fund where if a family from Tahlequah was hospitalized overnight, they could get like a stipend for their
help them financially.
Right.
Yeah.
It's expensive to live at the hospital. And so so that's what our class did. And every class has a project. This most recent class had, they raised funding for Tahlequah Habitat to buy an excavator.
Oh, wow.
So Tahlequah Habitat had put aside a certain amount of money, but not enough to buy a new excavator. So this this leadership class, they raised almost $20,000 to subsidize buying a new piece of equipment that has the warranty and has a full lifespan.
It is
pretty amazing. And over the course of the lifetime, because I work for Talaqua Habitat, I'm going to give you the whole spiel. Over the course of its lifetime, we anticipate it to save our organization and our homeowners about $1 million.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Wow. Because we won't charge the homeowner for its use.
Oh, that's great.
And
dirt work is expensive,
it's
y'all.
It's so expensive.
It's the one thing people never have a line item for,
right,
when they're going to build. And I'm like, listen, let me tell you.
Because you can't really know what it's going to cost until you figure out what's under there.
Yeah, so that's true.
It's difficult, but we'll be able to do our own foundations and our own clearing and our own grading afterward. And it's been really handy a lot of times. But
that's fantastic. So Leadership Tahlequah, and that basically is where local individuals, you don't have to work any specific place,
right,
or anything. You can go in. There is a fee involved, but
there's tuition.
Tuition?
It's like an education program.
And you go is it still every Thursday?
It's one Thursday a month.
One Thursday
right.
a month. Sorry. I always overstate
it's
that.
It's been a while, yeah.
One Thursday a month, but it is for almost a full year.
Yeah, it's about 10 months.
Okay, perfect. And what I loved about it, it's kind of like getting to peek behind the curtain.
It is.
At every aspect of Tahlequah. You get so much back. I honestly believe every realtor should legally be required to do it.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
I had lived here for years and was like, what? I didn't know that, you know? So if you're just curious about Tahlequah and want to get involved, you pay tuition, you show up once a month, and then they take you from everything from Cherokee Nation to the actual jail. It was very, very informational, and they had very knowledgeable people. And believe it or not, one of my favorite days was when we went to like the sewer water treatment plant thing.
Yes,
I was like, what?
You learned so much. Things that we don't have to think about to live in Tahlequah.
You turn on the faucet,
right,
and the water comes out.
We don't have to think about where the electricity comes from. We don't have to think about any of that. We just write the check at the end of the month and water comes to my house.
Yeah. It's phenomenal, and everyone who's ever signed up and completed it has just been blown away. So, Leadership Tahlequah, check into it if you haven't. Highly recommend.
At the Tahlequah Chamber of Commerce, we start taking applications again next summer. And I think the tuition is still right at $600. It's right below $600.
Yeah. But that includes meals, mm-hmm, transportation, you know, because
there's
a full
two
day.
Overnight stays.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I think we did one back in the day when I did it. So
yeah, we only had one with my class too.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So a lot of
there's
fun.
There's so much networking and so much value.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, besides
the people
learning,
I met and got to connect with has just been invaluable. So
right.
Loved that. Okay.
We've been comparing it to almost like a fraternity.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Because you really do get to network with all the alumni.
Yeah. And then every year you do like a reunion of sorts.
Right.
But it's always during my family vacation. So just FYI, that's why I've never come. But I'm always like, yeah, it's that time of year. Nikki's inviting me to that. One day, maybe it'll work out.
Maybe.
Okay. And so you're a member of the chamber also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you president?
No.
Okay.
Gosh, no.
Okay. Good.
No.
Good.
I'm not even on the board. No.
Okay. Okay. Very good. But she's a member. And then Habitat, tell us about that.
So, Tahlequah Area Habitat for Humanity, we build houses for people that are low income. They have to fall within a certain guideline, and that's something I can provide to you if that's something you want.
Yeah, we'll put a link on, so anyone who's curious.
Yeah, it's on our website. We'll build houses like a brand new home for a person that qualifies. It's usually about a year to wait to get to the top of our list. It typically takes us about 12 to 15 weeks to build a home.
That's not bad.
It's really not bad.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say it takes a year to build a home. And I'm like, that's about right now.
Right. Well, I mean, we're building a modest,
sure,
really basic, affordable home. There's
right.
no frills. It's just a good house that's going to be affordable. The thing is, we can build the house faster and cheaper for our homeowner if we have volunteers.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Okay, so the volunteer is where we really save money. We have to pay a licensed electrician and plumber, and those people.
Sure.
It's important for us to have licensed people to do.
Yeah,
the important
that's
things.
A good thing. We want to stay with that.
But anything we can teach a volunteer to do along the way,
okay.
We try to use volunteer labor to do those things. And what happens is the house usually appraises for a certain amount more than what we actually have to charge for it. So jumping back to it, it's kind of a myth that our homes are free.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of
homes
people
are
think
not
our
free.
Homes are free.
Don't sign up because you think it's free.
Yeah, right. No. So people who come in and they apply for our homes, they have to go through some financial training. There's some guidelines that they have to get through. But the house isn't free. The house costs the cost of the home.
Right.
So
sure.
Whatever it costs to build the home is what we help them get a special mortgage for that amount. The appraisal value, whatever the difference is really what the volunteer has given to us.
Oh, I love that.
That difference is the volunteer value. And so we carry a silent, soft second mortgage on it, and it makes it where the homeowner is paying a very low payment.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a very special mortgage through the USDA, which can let them am out their payment than 30 years sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're low enough income or they have certain stipulations,
yeah.
certain ages,
right.
even, really can get that payment down where it's super affordable. And then that silent second mortgage never has to be paid back as long as the homeowner makes their payment to the USDA every month on time.
And doesn't try to sell it.
And doesn't try to sell
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every
there's just a lot of weird rumors,
right.
you know, and I'm like, that doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. It's very unusual for, yes,
yeah.
it's very unusual. So they'll forgive that over time.
Yeah.
They never have to pay that back unless the house sells.
One of my favorite things is watching the page where it shows different groups coming in. Mm-hmm. Everything from just you and your family taking a day to go out to sororities and fraternities and churches and even sometimes like the work family. You know
right.
how we all have that work family or that group of people
right.
and they just take a day off and go. And it's everything from cleaning up to framing, sheetrocking. I mean, just everything that's in the home, you can teach someone to do it, like you said, other than plumbing and roofing mm-hmm. and electrical.
Right.
But it's just a fantastic way to give back to the community, help someone.
Learn a skill.
Oh, learn a skill. Absolutely. Right. I don't know that I could ever do that again, but, you know, without really good oversight. But that's okay. So, yeah. And so how many homes right now are in progress?
We have one home in progress.
One home?
Usually.
Okay.
I don't know that we've ever built a house simultaneously with
okay.
another
so
house.
One at a time?
One at a time at this time. We are working on a situation where we might be able to build more than one simultaneously,
okay.
but that's in the works.
Okay.
We are building a house right now for a single mom of three.
Oh, wow.
And it'll be on Catua Street. They just raised the walls last week, the first four walls last
oh,
week.
Oh, how exciting.
We had a college group from Omaha, Nebraska come in and spend the week with us, and they were so excited to build the first walls and raise them up. It was really empowering.
Yeah, absolutely. So, can you imagine? That's fantastic.
That's
so if there are skilled laborers,
mm-hmm.
is that acceptable too?
For sure. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fantastic.
And we do have some skilled laborers that donate their time.
Oh,
and
okay.
those are very valuable to
okay.
us.
If you need a tax write-off?
That's exactly right.
That's a fantastic way because you're actually accomplishing something, doing what you obviously love, but also being able to really give back to the community. So
right.
I love that. So
it's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes people want to donate things to the house. Is
right.
that, does that normally work or would we just kind of sideline it and send them to the ReStore?
It would probably go to the ReStore.
Okay.
We try to keep our houses fair to all of the homeowners.
Okay.
So if you came in and you were like, I want to put marble countertops in this home for this homeowner because I know this homeowner and I want that for her. Like we can't do that because
sure.
it wouldn't be fair to the
Absolutely.
Previous homeowners.
Absolutely.
So your donation could happen afterward.
Yes, yeah.
After we've closed on the home. But if you were going to donate something specific for a home, it gets tricky because of that equitable. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Okay. And so Restore is basically where if you have pretty much any household items, whether it's like windows to, you know, trinkets, if you want to donate, you can take it there. They'll unload it for you. Love that.
Right. Right.
And then they'll do a little shushing of it and then put it out for sale. Mm-hmm. And all of that money goes back into for building the next home, correct?
Right. Well, our stores really are what keep our organization sustainable.
Okay.
Some of that funding does go specifically into the house building fund, but most of it is to pay people like me to do work for the organization.
Okay.
And Not just me, but all of the employees. We have, I think we employ 21 or 22 people.
Oh, wow.
So it really does keep our organization sustainable so that those homeowners don't have to pay admin fees and things like that. Yeah. It's all paid for by the donor.
Right. And when you do donate or drop something off, they will write you a tax receipt. Just ask. They will give you they will give you one. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And now, Nikki, you also had mentioned that there is a repair program. Tell us about that.
So the repair program is pretty great. It's just like the house building program, where it's for low-income people, and they try to make it a payment. It's a loan. It's a zero-interest loan for anyone that's low-income that needs a critical repair on their home.
Okay.
So recently, we had someone that was elderly and widowed, and her dryer vent under her house had come loose or had deteriorated somehow. And so our construction team went under her house and completely replaced it. And they found some other things that were a problem because of that happening. Moisture under the house, heat and moisture under the house. And so they repaired several different things to make sure that was all good. And while they were there, she said, well, I've got this problem with this electrical outlet in my kitchen. Can you look at that while you're here? So she kind of had them look at several different things. I don't remember what the total ended up being, but it was a zero interest loan, and we can sometimes do payments as low as $50 a month.
Oh, wow.
So like folks that need a wheelchair ramp, that's one of the biggest things that we
I've seen you guys do ramps. A ton of those in our market, and it's very, very needed.
It's
very crucial for that homeowner, but they can't afford to do it.
Exactly.
So
often
they
can't afford to do it. And so that's been a big thing that we've been able to do for people in the community is, you know, this is one of my soapbox things. You can become disabled today. It could happen to anyone today. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen to someone in your home or someone that you love.
Broken hip.
That
I
comes
can tell
to
you.
Your home. And you have to completely upend how you get in and out of your home, and or you just can't, or your loved one can't get in and out of your home.
Yeah.
So
or in and out of the bathroom,
and
in and out of the shower or the tub. So you just don't think about those things in the average home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there are some stipulations. You have to own the home.
Sure.
So there have been some situations where like a woman is living in the home. She needs her bathroom refitted because she needs a grab bar, a shower replacement, or the ramp, or doors widened, thresholds types of things to re-outfit her home for her aging in place needs. And the home is owned by her son, who doesn't live here. And so it's a little figuring out how we can still help.
Yeah.
With that situation. So we do like for the homeowner to live in the home and own the home.
Yeah, before you start putting money into
it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's finding a way to help a person in our community that needs help. And I think that's what's amazing.
Yes,
so.
And Linda is fantastic at figuring out how can we get around
That's Linda Cheatham. We've had Linda on before.
Right. She is a master at creative financing and figuring out how to really help the person.
Yeah. Well, I think you're a master at helping our community. There's just been so many entities that you've been involved with and promoted, always promoting Tahlequah and helping
love
people
Tahlequah.
Out. Well, we it's love you. Aww. We love you, and we're so glad you're here. We're going to put the link down below for Habitat, so maybe we can get some volunteers.
That would be great.
Especially with the cooler weather. Now's a beautiful time to go out and put on your cute little flannel. You'll get a chance to take some cute photos, but you're actually going to do some work.
Right.
So
and you don't have to be a skilled, you don't have
exactly.
to have
you
any
really
knowledge about house building to come and help.
Yeah.
And it's a really good team building exercise. If you and your people from work, you could either hire someone to come in and do team building with you.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Or you could come to us and we'll help you build your team.
There you go.
And help people.
There you go. I love that aspect of it. So, well, we're so glad with everything that you volunteer and do for the community that you took the time out to come and visit with us today. We're so appreciative. Definitely check out the page. We'll put the link below. And whether you want to donate to Restore or jump in and help build the next house, that would be amazing.
It would.
Yes. Awesome. And they're always doing fundraisers, so you can find ideas and ways to, you know, get involved on their website. Again, that'll be below. And Nikki, we're just so glad that you came out today.
Thank you for having
me. So good to see you, and I still can't believe your kids are that old.
I know. It's crazy.
So guys, please like, follow, and share so we can get the word out about this amazing young lady and all of the things that she's involved in the community and that you could get involved in also. And if there's a topic you would like for us to touch on, please reach out. And as always, thank you so much for watching.